Bobo.
Inga,
in the mana, in the mana, in the mana, him in the mana, in the mana, him in the mana. What was that?
What?
Welcome
back to the show.
As always, Spencer.
Wyatt.
Back.
Nice. That was an excellent intro.
I totally agree.
Totally improvised, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By you, mostly.
Oh, okay.
I was planning it for a while.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to get out my inner Simba.
It's been a while since I watched Lion King. I hope I did that right.
Me too. I blended some. I blended two.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lion King like number one and number two and a half?
Oh, I'm a big two and a halfer.
Yeah, that's yeah. another one.
And then there's like the
what even happens in the first Lion King?
I think it's the same, except for that they don't...
they don't rewind it.
Yeah, they don't rewind it. I love that part. I was like, wow.
So funny.
So meta.
Yeah. What?
I'm not using that. What? I've used that twice now. I'm so happy.
Oh, nice.
Woo! How you doing?
Good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Give me some more.
Cold. I was cold.
I didn't know that.
I had a cold. Yeah. That's why I didn't get in touch with you on the weekend.
Oh, is that why?
Mm-hmm. But I'm feeling better.
No, I messaged you on Facebook, and I texted you pretty much like every day. And then I saw that you were on Facebook at the right time to see my message, but you didn't check it.
What?
Yeah.
When? I don't think I used Facebook this weekend.
Wait, Facebook says you did.
Did it really?
Yeah. Wow.
Caught.
It's like...
Red-handed. No. Caught in the act. I don't remember.
Well, after the act.
Yeah. Caught after the fact. But who cares?
Yeah. You're such a pain to get a hold of, Wyatt. Do you remember podcast day? At least,
yeah, I totally remember.
Like, did you charge your phone, being like, Spencer's probably trying to get hold of me.
Yeah, so we can do podcasting.
Good. That's what I'm trying to get across to you.
You got me on a schedule.
Good.
I feel restrained, constrained by society.
Well, you know? I'm glad that you consider me people in society.
I am feeling bad that that's what you think of me, and that is a good sign.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Do you think I can pass an idea by you?
Yeah, sure.
But this is, I've been playing with this idea for a bit, and it's totally true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, passing it by you. You know if you make a table flat, right?
I always thought
you know how tables are flat?
Yeah, it's good when they hold things.
Yeah,
I love it. Perfect.
I've been thinking about this a lot, mm-hmm. and I pass by a bunch of people, and I really like it.
What do these people say?
They like it? About these flat tables?
No.
Oh, people like tables. Yeah, people like it, sure. Okay. People are like, well, that's a little dumb, but it means I'm right. So you make a flat table, and to measure out a flat table, you use a level, for example. Like, a level. Like,
I mean,
the bubble in the water
needs a level. I don't know why, for example, but yeah.
You know, as another example, you can measure each side of the table from the ground to make sure that it's even. You're like, there, I have a level table.
Stack up bricks on each side and then see how many bricks. This is 3.5 bricks. This side is 4 bricks. It's not level. That's sarcasm. I'm being sarcastic.
I didn't pick that up. You got to work on it.
Oh, I know.
You need to, like, elongate some words.
I went too far. A little too creative.
You got to get your bricks. Did you get my sarcasm there?
You nailed it.
Thank you. That's for like a 5-foot table. Now we're going to like a 50-foot table, right?
Okay.
That's a long table.
That's a lot of people.
It's a flat ground to start with, and then you level it out. It's still a flat table. But then let's go to 5, 10, 50 kilometers.
Are we talking square feet or are we talking like long?
Length. I don't care.
Oh my God.
And it's, you know, it's still like 3 feet wide.
It's like a country.
Yeah. Some.
This country will
it's
be
like
built
a,
on
it's like
a...
the thin part of Italy.
Yeah.
Well, it's
or
got
like Vancouver Island, maybe.
It could also be like the thin part of Canada. You just need to go to the very tip of it where
the
last island finishes off. Anyway, you get this table and it's super, super long. You can still put the level to it,
uh-huh.
and you build it, and then you put the level along it, and each place that you go to in like kilometer sections of this table, uh-huh. and you measure it with the level, it's level.
But the earth.
The earth is bending around.
Whoa.
Spherically, right?
Uh-huh.
And no matter what, it's not going to be flat. It's going to go around with the earth.
Here's how you solve this right off the bat. You just need a bigger level. A kilometer long level.
Yeah,
with a gigantic.
And if you do that, first of all, it'd be really, really heavy.
Yeah.
And then it would just like balance on the middle part of the table. And so it would just kind of be like this big bar across this table. And then, I mean, it would still show as level, even though that none of them are touching. The way that you would have to build this table to be level is to build the table out into space. Just like, or there's Earth and you just go just straight away from Earth, sort of.
Yeah, totally.
And so if you walk along this table, or let's say it's a road, we just changed it.
What?
It's just tough to walk across the table. Okay. The further you walk up along this road, the steeper it gets.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa.
Even though that it's completely flat, it gets steeper and steeper until you just can't anymore.
Whoa.
Do you know what's even crazier? You can't even use a goddamn laser beam.
Why not?
To level it. Because the beam will go down with the Earth.
And the light is curving or something?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
It's crazy. So then,
what if it wasn't a table? What if we wanted to build a gigantic space?
Elevator?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be a straight elevator. I mean, if you're an astronaut in space and you see this bar, it's going to look flat to you. As the astronaut, they're like, that's super straight.
Also, they're going to be like, what the heck is that on our planet?
What is that? How is that supporting itself? Who built this?
Are we being invaded?
Like, oh, it was Spencer's mind. Yeah, I like thinking about that a lot.
That's crazy.
One day.
Can you imagine at the other end of the table in space, dead because you can't breathe out there?
The other end of the table is dead?
I was going to imagine other things, and I was just like, boy, you'd just be dead.
It's kind of weird just thinking that there is a point where you walk far enough up and you're no longer on Earth, you're in space.
Yeah, you pass out of the ocean.
Like, I'm sure that NASA knows that height, cool, and if you just, you just pop your head above that, you're like, space, Earth, space, Earth.
Yeah. Physics would work it out.
Physics would work it out?
We'll ask one of our physics friends.
Yeah.
We have a couple.
Not NASA.
No. Well, I mean, maybe you're not friends with NASA.
Friends with NASA?
I'm not friends with NASA either. Maybe someone is.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for passing it by me.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did. I thought it was
It's a good brain.
Interesting.
It's good brain work.
It's
a good brain exercise,
brain.
Yeah. Especially the laser.
Yeah.
I like that one.
The light curving. It's kind of like those things in that book.
Which one?
What If.
Oh, thanks for that book. That's what inspired the book that...
Toto
Self. You're just promoting yourself.
And
like, hey, everybody, I got Spencer something for his birthday.
Yeah, even though I wasn't there at his party.
No, that's all right. Oh, it was all right-ish.
Gosh.
It was all right-ish.
Yeah.
But you got me this book, and it was a section of that book that inspired me to write the goldfish.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was a what if you swam in a spent fuel pool, which is what the...
That's what I was totally thinking about while you were telling that story.
Yeah.
That's why. Holy cow.
That is why. That's what inspired it.
Wow.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I also got some of the information. I also got some of the information out of the book, like how every 7 centimeters, the radiation is
so
cut in half.
It's actually factual. This could
it
actually
is.
Happen.
Yeah, I looked everything up.
This fish could be out there right now?
Well,
oh
no. I looked. Everything's pretty factual except for the fact that what happens. Everything's real except for what happens. All right?
All right.
Oh, that one came out so naturally.
At first I was going to like save you, but then you didn't need saving.
You think I was stroking?
I was going to be like, let me fix the microphone, it's broken. Ruffle around the mic and then they'd be totally fooled. Pull the wool over their eyes. But
like, Spencer didn't mess up on that.
No, yeah.
No, I did not.
It was on purpose.
We usually start with you. Do you mind if I start? Fine, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, I
go
want
for
you
it.
To
no,
go, Wyatt.
Go for it.
You I
do
want
it.
You to
fine.
Go. It's no, it's fine.
No, I actually want
it's
you to start.
It's fine, Wyatt.
No, no, no. Go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're both so polite. I really enjoyed this one. I don't even know how long I was researching for. Do you remember?
15 minutes.
What's it?
45-ish seconds.
45? Okay. Yeah. You were counting? You were like, when's this going
to
be over?
No, I just wanted to give you a number.
Because I was having a blast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I probably could have gone a little bit longer. But that's because I was researching train robberies.
What?
I know.
That's actually
you
excellent.
Didn't, yeah, and you didn't think of it. I did. I snagged it up.
That was awesome.
And
that
it also sort of still goes chronologically.
Oh, okay.
And you know how fun train robberies are.
That's awesome. It's
They're always
cool.
fun.
They
They're
wear
so
those
cool.
hats.
Mm-hmm.
And handkerchiefs.
Well, I'll get into some of their hats later. You may not like some of their hats.
In Western movies.
But the first train robbery was near Reno, Nevada.
That in Southwest.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I didn't write his name down. I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, damn.
I meant to. And it was 1870.
1870.
This buddy here jumped on the train.
Yes, sir.
Right? I'm assuming by horseback.
Yeah, probably.
Just like I see in all the movies. That's how I imagine it.
And it went flawlessly.
The conductor like freaked out, detached every piece of the train, and then put on the brakes.
Overkill,
which confused me, because I'm like, if you put on the brakes and detach everything, everything's just gonna stay. But either way, that's what he did.
Wouldn't it all just keep going? I don't know. With the brakes?
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Wait. Yeah, because I assume he's in the engine room.
He's at the front in the boot.
Yeah, because or else who pulls the choo-choo?
Yeah, exactly.
Who pulls that?
And who puts the coal in the fire?
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's the engineer.
Yeah.
But there's two engineers on board. The one engineer was in the engine room. Oh, maybe that's what it was. Maybe the front guy detached all of them, and the back guy put on the brakes for the caboose. But then the back guy was grabbed by the guy.
The robber. The bandit.
You know, I put robber up top, but it's definitely a gang. It's definitely a gang. I wrote gang at the bottom, train robber at top. That's
one of the two.
The gang grabbed the guy, brought them to where the gold was, because they were tipped off.
Gold.
That there was going to be gold on it. Oh, you bet there's gold. Oh, yeah. And then they grabbed $60,000 worth of gold. Or I believe they got about 50 of it.
That's pretty nice.
In gold coins. And they missed some banknotes. And they missed some hidden gold bars, which is so cool that they hide gold bars.
Yeah, that makes the story amazing.
Absolutely.
These train people are rich. Holy smokes.
Yeah, and then they, and this was the first train robbery.
It's a regular Robin Hood story.
Just near Reno, Nevada. And they all got either captured or killed pretty quickly after that.
Oh, God.
Next! 1873. Jesse James.
Nice.
Do you know the name?
Sounds like a guy who has a rock band with his friends and they haven't really made it big yet.
Jesse James? Yeah, he's cooler than that, though. Oh, okay. There's two Jesse Jameses. There's the cool Jesse James and the lesser cool Jesse James, although he's still really cool. He used to have a TV show, something Jesse James. It's like the Mad Tutorium motorcycle factory of Jesse James.
I just
ad-libbed that, and he's like builds motorbikes. Okay. He's pretty cool, I guess. Cooler Jesse James,
Took.
1873.
Mm-hmm.
They dressed in KKK garbs.
Oh, God.
So you don't really like their hats, do you?
Nah. I don't think anyone can say they like those hats.
Now, it said in the article that they wore the KKK garbs, but it didn't say that they were wearing it ironically or, like, they weren't actually KKK.
What year is it? 1873? They were probably actually KKK.
Yeah, and they were, I think they were near California.
That's just like an excuse to do whatever you want, those hats back in that time.
Yeah, like those.
Come on.
Those Klux members.
Now they're robbing a train. Jeez.
And it was really cool. It was him and his brother, and they loosened a piece of track on the railway, and they tied a rope around it, waited for the train to come up.
Scoundrels.
Train tried to stop in time. They pulled the track out from it. It then ran over it and just went everywhere, right?
Wow.
And then they went in there, killed the conductor, because... No, wait, did they?
That's
I think
awful.
They did. Don't quote me on that one, although I doubt anybody will. He left with $3,000.
He did all that just for $3,000?
Equivalent to $51,000 today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty worth it.
I mean, that is brother. Not worth it. I would never do that.
And Jesse James was a super big badass.
Oh,
right,
really?
He robbed a ton of trains, and he's very well known for only killing people, or no, sparing people, so not killing people that have calloused hands.
It's a weird guy, man.
No, it means that he's not killing the working class.
Right. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, and so there's people that, you know, they're miners or foresters.
Doesn't make sense, but I see the logic.
Yeah, and so there's people that are just like, you know, the aristocrats of the day.
And he was not...
Got rid of them.
Not into them.
Got rid of them. Ah, bye-bye. Ah, bye-bye, sir. And the last one that I just wrote down, Bill Miner. He was in a Californian jail. Got out after 3 years for robbing banks, naturally. moved to BC.
Ooh.
Yeah, a little relevant there.
Homeland.
Yeah, we're so close. We're so close to this one. And in 1904, just east of Vancouver,
mm-hmm.
he jumped on a train and stole $10,000 worth of stuff.
That's a lot in BC.
Yeah, yeah. And he's very well known for being a gentleman,
okay.
saying good day to everybody as he left. And he was also one of the first robbers to say, put your hands up.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He was one of the first robbers to be quoted to say, put your hands up.
Huh.
Does he say sorry? I don't know. I don't think he's Canadian.
Sorry.
Huh. He then later robbed another train in BC again. I don't think on the same track. That'd be silly. Yeah. But on that robbery, his mask fell off accidentally.
Oh, no.
So everybody knows who it was. He then still tried to rob it. It had $15 on it. On the entire train, he had $15.
Where was this train going?
He was then captured, naturally.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah.
And put in a Vancouver jail.
But he only stole $15, so like, come on.
He then later, he was sentenced to life, though.
For what? Stealing $15?
No, he robbed the previous train for $10,000.
How'd they know?
And he was also in jail before.
Oh, so
in California.
They didn't know.
Yeah, so they're like, get this guy out of here. He's in jail for life. He tunneled out and has never been heard from again.
Wow, Shawshank.
Absolute badass.
That's really cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Wow.
That concludes mine, Wyatt. Try to one-up that, boy.
I don't think I can.
Try to.
Robberies are super interesting.
I know.
I
got you on that one.
I hope you're not disappointed. But you know how we're doing, like, train sport is kind of the theme of our podcast?
Train sport?
Transport.
Oh, no.
I decided to research up on Mazda Protégés.
Why?
Can I tell them?
Yeah.
Spencer got a new car.
I did.
And it just so happens to be, not just so happens. I did this because he got a Mazda Protégé. And
are you going to tell me facts about the car that I don't know?
No, I'm going to tell you jokes.
Okay, just hold on one second. I'm going to tell a quick story about the car.
Yeah, you should do that first. It's going to make more sense.
Just to kind of like, I told you and I told a couple other people because it's like a fun story. I went to go check out the car, $2,500. I'm like, I like this car. The next day I texted them. They're like, sorry, somebody put a deposit on it, $500 deposit. I'm like, God damn. A couple weeks passed. I then noticed that it was put up for sale again on Craigslist. I texted the same guy. I said, hey, did you, and he updated it, right? So it was the same guy. I said, hey, is the car still for sale? He's like, yeah, the lady couldn't get the rest of the money. I'm like, great, can I come check it out? He's like, yeah, of course. And we got to keep the deposit, so we're only going to ask $2,000 from you. He sold me there.
Pretty decent.
Yeah.
Car's already.
So I now have that car. That's my 2001 Mazda Protégé LX. Let's hear them jokes, Wyatt.
It's a nice car. It's got a roof rack.
It does.
Yeah.
So
and
sporty.
The
so,
rims are
so adventurous.
Not white.
They're not white.
Nice.
Like the old the old Subaru.
Yeah. Very cool. Anyways, these jokes are pretty hilariously bad. What do the new speed limit signs say on suburban roads?
What did they say?
Maximum speed is 60 kilometers an hour. Mazdas, just do the best you can.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Burn on Mazdas.
It says Mazdas in general?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
You can put any car brand in there you want. That's why these jokes are so funny. Why do they put sidewalks next to roads and highways?
Why is that?
So Mazda drivers can walk home. Or any type of car that you want to put into the joke. Like, these are so terrible. Oh, this one actually is kind of personal to Mazdas. What did the Toyota say to the Mazda?
What's that?
Would you like a toy? like a Tomy, but like toy, like Toyota?
Let's hear the next one, Wyatt.
Come on, that's hilarious. All right, I decided that the rest of them were not good enough. But just in case you're upset, I did research a train fact. But only one. The heaviest train ever recorded weighed 95,000 tons. This freight train was from Australia. Shout out to all our Australian viewers.
Love them.
Hi.
Love them.
Or should I say, g'day, mate? Or something like that.
Oi.
I don't know.
Oi.
Anyways, it was 7.3 kilometers long and had the weight of 27,000 elephants, fully grown.
How long? 73?
7.3 kilometers.
Oh, okay. That's still super
long. Yeah. Big engine.
I mean, someone's got to be stuck waiting to for that thing to pass, right?
Can you imagine?
They're waiting for that thing to pass, and there's like a kid. There's like a kid in there, and he's just watching this thing. Like, oh, oh, look at this truck. Oh, and it's going super slow because how heavy is it?
27,000. No, wait, 95,000 tons.
God damn, that's a lot. It's going that fast. It probably has like three engines.
Just picture yourself waiting by the side of the road for 27,000 elephants to walk by. That's how long it would take.
Oh, nice, nice, good analogy. Yeah. And then eventually they're just like they turn around and probably go somewhere else. And like, the train's still here. The train's everywhere across Australia.
It just circles the whole country.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That's pretty good in Australia. Do you know when that was? Yeah. Do you have that? I'm just wondering if you followed chronologically.
I would say that it's probably around, if I were to guess, I mean, not guess, if I were to read my paper... It says right here that it was 1905. September.
Did you just make that up?
Maybe. No, it's my favorite. Look.
Where?
Play along.
Just quit. No, quit moving. Along. Quit moving it.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
I don't really see your... I don't see any numbers.
Just tell me you see it.
Your writing's tough.
It's bad.
Hold on.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. There it is.
That's actually just a...
I know. I forgot right. The number that you said, so I just scribbled something. I also had to do it loud.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, that's all right. I want you to tell me when that was, just in that maybe you like slipped in a little bit of chronological ordered trains in there? Like,
I'm
maybe accidentally?
I'm trying my very best to not do that.
You're so successful at it, Wyatt.
It was
You're
a
so
episode.
Successful at it.
Today? Train sport. Yeah, special episode, because you got a car.
Train sport?
Congratulations. It's a nice one.
Train sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it'll work out. I'm quite into the cars.
It's got a roof rack.
It does. So sporty. So adventurous.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know when I'm going to use it. Maybe I'll like hook my skis up there just because like you can use it.
Yeah. Or like a friend or something.
Hook a friend.
I would volunteer.
It's probably legal somewhere.
Probably.
Yeah. I have a quick thing to share. This is just like a pretty quick bit.
Should we turn the mic off?
We can't upload to SoundCloud anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm bummed out about it. I didn't do enough research, Wyatt.
What?
I didn't do enough research. They have like a 4-hour upload limit per account. Per account.
SoundCloud. That's
yeah. So
us
I
down.
So I did that and I deleted the first three because I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna delete some of our hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's you can only upload 3 hours per account. So now how those ones gone, and I only have the last one up. I'm like, God damn it. They want me to pay $16 a month. Yeah, right. I'm not going to do that. Get out of here, SoundCloud. I might do it, though.
You know what this is time for?
What?
SpencerWyatt.paypal.com plug.
Please. Please, we need $16 a month. Yeah, but I'll figure something out.
I mean,
it's still going to be on iTunes, hopefully. There's a little bit of an issue there, but I'm going to figure all that out just as long as you pay our PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
SpencerWyatt.com/PayPal.
But we're serious, like.
We're serious, yeah.
We could try it.
Oh, PayPal?
We'll have to figure it out.
PayPal?
$8 each isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Depends.
You just need to get a job.
Yeah.
Bike messenger. You can do it.
Oh, my God.
You probably get sweet tips.
Spencer told me today that there's bike messengers in the Comox Valley.
Which is so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that job.
I wonder if they're in, like, high demand.
Probably. There's so much important stuff going on here.
I mean, I'm sure that you get paid per parcel or per package that you deliver, you know?
Because
there's no other way that they could afford
that.
Movie deal?
Yeah.
With Premium Rush?
Yeah.
That I really had to stretch for that reference.
Premium Rush 2.
I really had to stretch for that one. The Comox. Premium Rush 2, the Comox Valley.
Gotta watch out for cows and, like, I don't know what else. Dangerous road hazards.
You still have brakes. You don't have a fixed gear. Everything's just, like, normal delivery,
but
man.
But there's a lot more hills, so it's a lot slower pace.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I think so, too, but only because I'm from here.
I'd watch it only because you were in it. And
I'd be in it.
I'd assume that you'd bring me to the premiere, and I've always wanted to go to, like, a premiere.
Yeah, totally.
But in, like, full suit, and people know who I am.
Be at the Rialto.
People wouldn't know who I am, because I would be...
You could be, like, you know...
I would be the, like, the girl that you have to, like, race for.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'd play that.
I don't know if that would... Okay, sure. I don't want to get into this.
Like, I'm a beautiful woman.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Well, I need you to say more convincingly next time, but just save it for next time.
All right.
That's all right. But we're I'm going to hopefully figure out the SoundCloud thing, but I figure it out. I mean, get rid of it. It's still going to be on iTunes. It's still going to be on YouTube. It's
still going to be on the internet.
Yep. It's going to be somewhere. If anything, just email me and I'll... No, dude, I'm kidding. Last week, off mic, I asked you to come up with a segment.
You did.
I did. I asked you to come up with like a fun little segment. You can do whatever you want, just something that'll take up some time.
And what... you are super nervous that I didn't remember.
I texted you once, and that was in the time that you didn't respond to me for like 72 hours.
Did he remember or did he not remember? Oh. We don't know yet. I'm withholding the information. I have a lot of power right now.
A lot of power.
Oh, you're not giving me a good look. All right. I better spill the beans. I thought about it. All right. I got a couple ideas. I'm just going to throw them by you.
Why is it on the notepad that you picked up at my place today?
Because I didn't write them down until now. I wanted to remember.
You didn't just come up with them right now?
No.
Did you?
I came up with them this morning.
Wait, why do you have multiple ideas?
Because you're probably going to say some of them are bad. All right. So, just, we can choose after which one. I mean, they're all excellent. You might want to do all of them.
Okay.
But maybe like
that. We'll choose one for today.
All right. So, first idea. We could, just tell each other something we learned today. You know, like a learn-schmern is a catchy name we could use.
Learn-schmern.
Learn-schmern is actually dramatic. It's, it means two guys discussing new things they learned.
What's the next one?
What do you mean? Yeah, all right.
No, I...
He doesn't like it.
What do you mean something we learned today? We learned about trains.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Next one, please.
Okay. Well, we can play I Spy.
You did come up with these right now, didn't you? You came up with these today. That's why it's written on that. It's because you didn't remember. And now that you came to my place, that's when you decided to write them down. Like, oh, shit. And that's why you don't have anything but goddamn protege jokes.
So
it's because you came up with them half an hour ago.
I mean, you did tell me about a little girl playing I Spy in the car on the way here.
I did tell you about that.
Okay, you don't like the I Spy idea. Fine.
I didn't say that.
No need to be, you know, defensive, offensive.
Especially since this is an audio podcast and you want to play a visual game.
I thought we could just, you know, talk it out and, like, explain to the viewers our thought process and, you know. I think it would be pretty interesting.
All right, Wyatt. Spy with my little eye something that is this color.
Is it that?
Yeah, it is that.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's hilarious.
Nice, yeah. A little throwback.
You should, yeah, maybe. All right, well, it's a pretty funny
number
story.
Three, please, Wyatt.
Oh, there's the third one. Good. Otherwise, that would be disappointing.
Yeah.
This one's actually pretty good.
Okay.
All right, so I figure, you know, the week's a long time. There's a lot of time that goes by. 7 days, realistically.
1 week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's a fact. All right. So there's a lot of time to observe things, right? You know, a lot of life goes by in those 7 days. So we could just tell each other, you know, we could prepare a life observation. It would be the life observation amalgamation station is what we would call it.
You put so much thought into these.
Yeah, no, I did. And then, like, we could just tell each other something we realized.
We realized?
Yeah.
You realize that your first and your second, and your first and your last are basically exactly the same, and your second one is a game of I Spy.
No, the first and the second are totally different. The first one is something we learned
first and last?
That day. Second one, I mean the third one, the second one's I Spy, but we already know that. The third one is something we observed this week.
Something we observed this week.
So what do you think? It's a hard choice.
Yeah, it is. I mean, one of them's kind of like what I observed the last week.
I actually did think about this weekend. It's not easy.
Of what you, something you observed?
Of something to, you know, do every week.
Oh, like something to take up time during the podcast?
Yeah.
You gave that some thought?
I gave it some real thoughts.
How long?
Like, when I was going to bed, and then one time in the shower, and like, one time just before dinner, and then... on my bike ride to school on Monday and Tuesday. I spent some time.
And this is what you came up with. This.
I mean,
this is what you got for me.
What do you want from me? I'm not a genius. I'm not Einstein.
Okay, something that we realized in the past week. You start us off. You've obviously had a lot of time to think about this.
Oh yeah, that's why I have one ready and prepared.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why, because I'm ready for this.
Something that you realized the last week.
I'm not thinking of this right now. Okay, here we go. Hoping you would say something.
I got something.
Oh, okay, good.
Right. Good.
I'll wait for you then.
Okay, good. You think. You don't listen to me.
Alright.
You think.
Alright.
I realized with the job, I got my job, that's Lee's old job.
Uh-huh.
No, don't acknowledge me. Sorry, you just think. You
I
think.
I was thinking about you. What are you thinking?
Don't think.
Dang it.
Don't think, just you. I realized that in a job. The enjoyment of a job, and this is for a job, not a career, because a career is something that you go to and you can make a living off of and you want to stay there for potentially, in that career, the rest of your life. And it's kind of like, when you're at work, if it's a job, you say, how much time do I have left? If it's a career, you say, oh God, I only have that much time left.
Mm-hmm.
And in a job, 50% of the enjoyment comes from the work. 50% of the enjoyment comes from the people.
Whereas in a career?
It's probably like mostly your job that it comes from.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Hopefully you work with people. Like, I haven't gotten to a career point in life yet. But with a job, the people is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Matters who you work with.
Yeah, if it's shitty people, then you could fail that class of life with a 50%. Well below. Because
49.
I'd be pretty impressed if you got a job with a perfect 50. With a perfect score of 50.
Not if you call it a perfect 50. If you call it a 50, it's like, perfect 50?
Yeah. Nice. That's more on like your kind of scale, isn't it? It's like 50. Like 50 out of what? 50 out of 50. On to you, Wyatt. It's something you learned.
All right. Well,
something that you recognized.
Okay. This week we actually talked about making good decisions in my kind of like strategies towards this.
Ooh.
In my venture guiding, blah, 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 tourism.
I don't know. You're in it. What's it called?
It's got a lot of different names. Eventually, tourism guiding diploma certificate.
That sounds right.
Program.
Gotcha.
Yeah, basically that. And yeah, we did our own little chapter presentations. And I don't know. It was a lot of good thinking. We discussed a lot about it. And yeah, one of the things that really stood out is...
making decisions.
I forgot.
Making decisions.
I was too busy listening to you.
Yeah, you shouldn't have listened to me. Making good decisions. You know, life and death situations.
No.
Making good decisions in life and your career. Following your dreams.
Totally, those are all important.
But not what you're thinking of.
No, not at all.
All right. Come on.
Darn it. I really should have thought of something that I learned this week.
You don't
before
say.
Before I suggested it.
You don't say. You got to give me something you learned today.
Today. All right. Making a decision thing is serious. Basically. Darn it.
I don't know. I wasn't there, Wyatt. You can't look at me and be like, oh,
what
was it?
Hmm.
What was it that you remembered?
It was a serious thing. I think I have a bad memory. I forget things an awful lot.
You don't have a bad memory.
Maybe that's an excuse.
Yep, for not caring.
No! Okay, I actually do remember. Sort of. It was, darn it, that's not very good, though. I'll just say it anyways.
Yeah, get it over.
Some things, people are planners. Some people say they're planners. Some people say they're live-in-the-moment kind of thing. That's how they make their decisions. They just go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it's better to be a little bit of both.
Mm.
Often I've kind of seen myself as a go with the flow, don't really make a plan beforehand, but that's kind of like an excuse to not think about it beforehand.
Mm.
So planning's good.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it.
Yeah, and you're learning something about me asking you to come up with segments as well.
Totally apply. I did plan. Look, I have notes. I wrote down these.
You wrote
things.
Those notes today at my place using my notepad.
And your pen. Why am I helping you? Yeah. So that's my life realization.
Cool. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
All right. You have to come up with another segment for next week.
Well, there's so many. Can we just do one of these?
No, you can't do one of those. We can't play I Spy. We already did.
We can play
voice you won. I Spy. So I'm giving you more time than I gave you last week to come up with one. I told you after we finished recording last week. Obviously not enough time, Wyatt. I got to tell you now. And this is for next week. Just think of something.
All right.
Surprise me.
Were you surprised this week? Just
you very much surprised me, Wyatt.
Nice.
You very much surprised
that
me.
That makes me feel better.
Do you want to choose what we get into next?
Sure. I would like to hear the story.
You'd want to hear my dialogue?
Yeah.
Dialogue. Great.
Let's do it.
This is going to be the first time that me and you listen to the dialogue live, pretty much in time wise, along with the listener.
Oh, really?
With all the background noise, with all the Foley. My version that we're going to listen to, 95% done. I'm going to tell you a couple things that I want to finish up. Either way.
Are we going to be recording while we listen?
Always. And I just get rid of it.
Oh, okay. We're still getting rid of it. All
right. Yeah, just as always.
Okay.
So, without any more further ado, thank you for coming up with that one, Wyatt.
You
for,
are
for bringing
welcome.
Us to the dialogue.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. No, 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 no way! I changed my mind, there's no way!
Come on, it's just one little jump, it's fun, I swear!
Don't touch me, don't push me! There's no fucking way! I'm going to do this, there's a reason why we evolved not to fly!
I promise, you'll enjoy it once you land, it's perfectly safe, I've done 3 jumps already.
3 jumps? Well, those are not very good stats, Alyssa! You can have a 25% failure rate, and guess what? It's your 4th jump!
I promise! You'll be okay! I promise, promise, promise! I'll see you right at the bottom!
Well, no shit on that one! Where else am I gonna go? One way or another, I'm going to make it to the bottom! It just depends how fast I hit!
Just don't overthink it! Remember to pull your chute!
No way! I am freaking out right now! Absolutely freaking out! I mean, I don't even know if my chute works! Who packed my chute? Who packed it? Was it that guy there? I swear to God, if it's that sack of melons over there! I mean, look at him! He doesn't even look like he could fold a pillowcase!
It wasn't him, don't worry! But you do need to jump!
Switch me chutes! This one feels all wrong!
No! Besides, with your luck, you won't even need to pull it because you'll have died of a heart attack before you even get the chance!
Oh! Thanks for that! I mean, I can't believe you dragged me along for this! Why? Why did you drag me along for this?
It was 30% off Paris jumps?
I hate you so much right now.
Don't speak too soon.
Wait, what? Thank you.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Let's see, 7 out of 11. No, 10. No, 8.
Wow.
Hard to tell what
7 out of 8.
What my judgment of it was.
Great.
It?
So yeah, that one's about, after listening to it there, it's about 90% done. Mm-hmm. For me and you listen to. But still very, very close to the finish.
I like it. I especially like the background noise and like I immediately knew what they were up to.
Yeah?
Bowling.
Good. There's no way I'm going to do this. All right. So that was, I was written again by me. Uh-huh. And the male voice actor
is you.
Was me.
Nice.
And the female voice actor?
I don't know.
What?
I'm kidding, Alyssa.
Yeah, good.
And it's not just because you said Alyssa, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but it's
so that was our friend Alyssa. She came over and we recorded that one. She was a little bit hesitant, as is everybody.
To be on the big screen.
Yeah, to be.
Radio.
This is called the bronze screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wait.
That makes no sense.
Wait, I confused myself because there's the silver screen, and that's TV.
That mm-hmm.
But what's...
The gold screen?
I don't think it's called gold screen movies.
I've only heard the silver screen.
Yeah, I think that's it. Either way, quick, that one was quite short and sweet. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the punchlines at work because I just like thought it up and I'm like, I can't miss these.
They were excellent.
Thank you. Which part was your favorite?
I like the folding the pillowcase part.
That's it. That's the one. Yeah, that one also had a lot of firsts in it.
Firsts.
Yeah, it had a lot of firsts.
Like what?
First female vocalist.
Ah, shout out to Alyssa. Who was it?
Yeah, it was. Come on.
I think it's just funny. Thanks to her. I don't remember.
We had our first third voice character in it.
What?
Yeah.
No, there's only two.
No, there's three.
Oh, was someone making that noise? Who was that?
The no.
Was it Mocha?
No, it was me.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna make that a little bit more audible.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be like somebody in the background, just like. He's like, no, I didn't pack that shoot. And the voice was supposed to portray how much of a melon. Sack of melons he was.
Yeah. He does sound like him. I love I heard it.
Yeah, and the third was calling somebody by their own name.
Right.
I didn't want to come up with another name, so I just called her by her name.
But there's so many you could choose from.
I didn't want to.
Emily.
I didn't want to.
Rachel.
Get rid of her.
Cassandra.
Kick her out the window.
Oh, my God. I wonder how far we can go with this. Sarah? What do you do with Sarah?
Push her down a hill.
Oh, God. I'm running out of names.
Put her in a meat grinder.
Say something. Katarina?
Throw her in a volcano.
Luciana?
Drown her.
Lucy?
Kill her sister.
Megan?
Delimmer.
Megan. Casey? Cassie?
Throw her to the sharks.
Janet?
Grater like cheese.
Sorry, Janet. Okay. I mean...
Gasser. Okay.
All
right. I feel like I have something else to say about that last one.
Who did the voice acting for the sound?
Oh, my God. I hate it so much looking for audio.
Uh-huh.
Online. You just, like, type stuff in. Nothing's there. And if it is, it's shit. It's so bad. Okay? I can't even... Okay, I'm going to do something right now that isn't going to make sense for you and me, but it's going to really hit home my point.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something that I looked up on Sound Bible, which is where I get all some of my background noises and like sound effects and stuff like that. I look up things. I look up noises that I want, and it gives me a list of related noises.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so bad. It is so bad at relating what I search for what it gives me. And when it does give it, yeah, I'm gonna say the ones that I found.
Hilariously bad ones?
Yeah, I look up things like kick, and it gives me a list of zombie noises. It does that kind of thing.
What?
Yeah, that's not kicking at all. And so, I can only think of one that was just awful, but I looked up kick, and then one of the first one was roundhouse kick.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up roundhouse kick, and I hit play, and this is what it gave me. Okay, let's hear that one again. Right? That's not it at all. It made sense. It's going to make sense later.
Yeah, they'll get it.
And it gives me so many of those. Just like it, I just listen to them, and I'm like, no, that's not what that is. That's not what that is at all. That's just, that's awful. Speaking of which, not awful. Well, sort of awful. Did you listen to last week's podcast?
Why do you even ask me that?
Why do I even ask you that?
I'm busy.
No, you're not.
I am.
What do you listen to from your house to the school? You bike there.
Music.
Which music?
My music.
Have you heard it before?
Yes.
God damn it.
That's what's good about music. You don't understand.
You're right. I don't understand because I listen to our goddamn podcast.
You don't even like it's music, good. Though.
I do like music.
I mean...
Name a song. I like it.
Come on.
Sexy Back. I love it.
Come on.
Gold Digger. Love that song.
Oh, God.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Love it. Hey, Jude, that's my song.
It's not your song. It's Jude's song.
Before you leave, I'm going to download all of our podcasts onto your phone. All
right.
And then guess
that'd
what?
Be good, actually.
Delete all your music.
No.
And then, oh, no, why? Oh, no, does your cord not work for your phone to your laptop? Does it not work?
We're going to... No,
guess
this
what?
Is gonna happen.
You're
going
to have nothing to you're listen to but our goddamn podcast because this is good.
You're going to try it's and so put it fun. On my phone. It's not going to work. You're like, wow, I shouldn't have doubted why.
No, you have an iPhone. Those things are meant to work.
I don't know. So.
I couldn't even I couldn't even give a straight face with that one.
That'd be good though, actually, for real.
Yeah, good.
And I could listen.
It's enjoyable. Because you haven't listened to one.
I listened to the first one. Totally.
You were with me when we listened to it.
No, I went back home and listened to the whole thing.
Wow.
I was excited.
That was the first one.
Those were the days.
Those were the days.
I couldn't care less what I say.
Do you want to hear my sweet list of how to improve the podcast? Quick list today. One. Because that's all we need to skyrocket. Boop! This podcast to the top of the charts.
Wait, when does that happen on the train tracks?
Right over the... What?
Like on the train tracks of our podcast?
Oh,
is there another
I mean, we're still coasting, so like next episode, because I'm going to implement this right away.
Okay. All right.
We can upload the podcast to YouTube in 1440p.
Wait, is that better than 1080?
Yeah.
Right? I think that's an excellent idea.
Right?
It would only take, like, what, a day longer?
Yeah, I think it's going to add 2.5 hours. And then that's just for rendering, and so, like, another hour and a half to upload it to YouTube.
You know what that means, though.
What's that?
You start the video. The picture looks amazing.
Oh, my God. It's going to look so good.
You go in 23 minutes, picture still looks
so good.
So good.
Yeah.
You know what we should actually do?
What's that?
Upload the first bit. 1465, whatever.
1440?
1440.
1440p.
For the first 5 minutes. And then the middle part, we could cheap out and do like 110. And then at the end.
But it affects the audio quality.
I don't know how P's work. But then at the end, you get to go back.
I think I know all the P's. 144p.
Okay.
240p. Okay. 360p, 480p, 720p, 1080p, 1440p, 1920p, 2K, 4K, 8K.
Are you bullshooting me right now?
I am not bullshooting you at all, Wyatt. All right? And those are all the 16 by 9 aspect ratios. Do you know the 16 by 9 aspect ratio?
Yeah, there's 16 of them. Times 9. I don't know. No. I'll be honest. Come on.
I'm going to let you run this one out.
16 by 9 aspect ratio. Wait, you're going to let me what? This one out?
I'm going to let you run that one out because I'm real ashamed.
Oh. I mean, I didn't know, but I wanted to say something. I'm sorry. 16 aspect, it's a ratio between 16 and 9.
It's a ratio,
16 Wyatt. Divided by 9 is almost 2. No. Well, sort of.
It means nothing. Okay, I'm going to quickly just run this one at you. It means that if it's a screen, I'm holding up my phone right now, this is not a 16 by 9 aspect ratio.
Inches?
No. It means that the ratio is 16 by 9. It's the ratio. All right? Here comes again. The ratio, 16 by 9.
So, like, millimeters.
All right. Moving on. Moving on.
All right. I get it.
Do you want to say thanks to or congratulations to anybody?
I mean, I already told you your car's nice.
Thank you. Anybody else?
It's got a roof rack.
It does. Anything else?
Congratulations to us?
Almost. Almost as good as us.
7 podcasts? Maybe.
Nope.
Right.
We're on episode 6. What do you listen to?
We didn't even say that.
So don't kind of listen to our goddamn podcast, Wyatt.
Congratulations to Mocha.
No.
On being just as loud when I got to the house.
Great.
And barking a lot.
You texted me one thing. You said, hey, we should talk about this. Congratulations to...
Justin Harper.
God. Love that guy. Love him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, Trudeau got voted
majority,
in.
Huge majority. Very serious. You know,
good job on him.
Despite all the politics and blah, 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 who won, who what, you know what the number one thing I'm excited about this election?
What's that?
Both the Liberals and the NDP have decided that they promised they're going to do electoral reform to do like a proportional representation. So basically,
really?
Who you vote
for the next?
Yeah, like
for the next election.
Forward. Yeah, so
no way.
And they got voted in majority, so it's going to happen if they keep their promise.
So what does the each riding's electoral do then?
Like, it's kind of complicated, I'm pretty sure, because if you think about it, like it's hard to figure out how you'd get the exact number of votes for the percent of the population in the parliament and the House of Commons. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I've tried to puzzle it out in my head, but
yeah,
it's kind of tricky. But
oh,
and I think there's a lot of different
ways
to do it.
I don't get it. That's okay. We have 4 years to figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, it's crazy. We're going to be 23 next time we vote.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be almost 24.
No, I'm not.
You're like an old man. Is that a wrinkle?
Maybe.
That's your frown wrinkle, Wyatt.
No, it's a smile wrinkle. Because I'm always smiling.
I don't know why it's so funny.
It's my smile wrinkle. I'm always smiling, Spencer.
That's crazy. Anyways.
Are we gonna be that like that old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great job. Justin.
Trudeau. I heard that he has a tattoo.
I heard that as well.
Yeah.
You know what I saw?
What's that?
You watched Don Oliver?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
No.
They're back at you. Keep me coming with those.
Anyways, he did a funny thing on the Canadian election just before. The night before, actually. And apparently in Canadian law, it's illegal for someone who's not Canadian to tell Canadians who to vote for.
Oh!
And he did this whole bit in his piece where he tells everyone in Canada not to vote for Stephen Harper.
Oh my!
But the consequence, Canadian law, is you have to pay 5,000 Canadian dollars.
Okay.
And spend 6 months in Canadian prison. Whoa. That sounds pretty steep.
So, anyways, are they going to go through that?
Maybe. He basically, on the show, has 5,000 Canadian plastic dollars.
Plastic dollars?
Yeah. And
are they real?
He's doing the whole money with the...
That's pretty cool. Are they real, though?
Yeah, real money. But he's a rich guy. He owns a show.
Yeah, but how is he going to run the show HBO. From jail? Does he just post bail?
I don't think they're going to put him in jail. He, like, dissed the Prince of Thailand or something. He's done a lot of things. He's messing with countries.
Ballsy guy, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though.
Now, it'd be interesting to know if... Because you can't try to convince Canadians, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if he just, like, bent that rule and he's like, well, if you do it to one Canadian, you pay 5,000, but if you do it to... You know, half a million. My God. Do I still only pay 5,000? And so he's like, I'm going to absolutely do this. Oh, does it no. on his show, whips it out, still only has to pay $5,000.
I think it'll be fine. He's pretty, like, I think everyone likes him. He also made some jokes about each of the.
But they can't even get him into Canada. I don't really know what those rulings are like.
He's not allowed to go to Taiwan anymore. They'd kill him.
Oh, no. He can't go to Taiwan.
He said the Crown Prince was a big whining monkey baby. Or something crazy like that.
So, wow. But he, like, said that?
To be like,
that's crazy. Honest,
the Prince of Taiwan is Thailand. Is there a place called Taiwan? Am I totally, like, messing up right now?
No, Taiwan's a place, I think.
I knew that.
Are you sure you want to say it?
What do you mean?
Are you sure you want to say something about the Prince of Taiwan?
No, I don't remember the episode. But what he did say in this Canadian politics episode, he made these jokes about all the leaders. Pretty funny. I'll maybe run you through them if we have time. Do we have time?
Is it interesting?
It's very funny. All right, NDP first, Tom Mulcair. Tom Mulcair is doing these, like, you know, he's doing a speech to a crowd of supporters. He's super excited, big smile. Healthcare is what he's saying. Medicare. Pharmacare. Mulcair. And then he just puts on this big cheesy smile. And he's like, that's what real change is. So funny. Oh, my God.
We went to go see him speak, and he was like that.
Yeah, he was exactly like that. You can
That's
totally
the real it. Change
yeah.
we need in Canada.
With that big, cheesy smile. So that was hilarious.
It was a genuine smile.
Then he
it
shows...
was a genuinely fake smile.
No, I think he's a real guy.
It's a little bit faker than Trudeau's.
That was just such a terrible... I don't know who wrote that, but like, he needs to get new people to write his speeches. That's why he lost. Speeches like that. Anyways, Liberals next. Justin. There's this clip, because basically, like, he's been, I guess, kind of known by the public since he's a little kid. So, like, everything that he's done has been documented by the internet.
Yes, it has.
Since it came out.
Yeah.
Basically, there's this video of him in Montreal, in a French video, showing off his party trick to a friend. And it's in French, so it was even funnier. But basically, he's walking by his friend, and he's telling him, yeah, and you sit like there, just like this. And then he's, whoa, whoa, and he falls on this flight of stairs. And, like, that's his party trick.
Is he falls downstairs?
And he pretends that the person pushed him down.
That's our prime minister there.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So that was pretty hilarious.
Oh, that is funny.
And last but not least, well.
What about the Green Party?
They're not even included.
What about the Bloc?
Not even included.
Okay.
Not notable enough. People don't even know him in Canada.
Let's hear about Herpers.
Herpers? Yeah, do you know he has a rock band?
No.
He calls them the Vancats. And it's like this play.
Like 24s?
Yeah. Because apparently the Prime Minister's residence is 24 Sussex Drive. So
he calls them the Van Cats because that's French for 24.
Sure.
And the Van Cats is like kind of a name.
All right, I'm down with it. All right, Harper. I don't know if he came up with it. I doubt
it's
it.
It's a terrible name.
I'm all right with it.
And they had this clip of him and his band singing Sweet Jolene something. Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Jean.
Sweet Caroline.
Coming to carry me home?
Yeah, that one. And he just like, they butcher it. It's so bad. And he's just like, that is the least rock and roll thing ever. And it's so funny. Yeah, so you should watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you can show me. You can show me like as I'm downloading all of our podcasts.
All right, let's get finish this up.
So all of our podcasts is going to be still on YouTube for sure. YouTube's awesome. They just like...
do whatever you want.
What was that? Felt like somebody was tapping on my chair.
I think I shuffled in my seat.
Did you touch it? Wow, it's like a ghost.
Okay.
It's always going to be on YouTube because YouTube's awesome and just allows us to pump out those podcasts to them in 1440p. Go check that out. Like, seriously, I'm going to go do that. And if nobody goes and checks it out, then it's going to be useless and the joke's not going to be worth it. hopefully, we're going to continue on with iTunes. Like, no matter what, I think I'm going to continue on iTunes because it's so cool. And, like, that's where everybody wants to find it.
Yeah,
I just need to find a good place to host the RSS feed.
RSS feed?
Real Simple Sharing is what RSS feed stands for.
That's not simple
really
at all.
Really Simple Sharing. It was fairly simple.
I guess it's a good acronym.
But either way, thanks for stopping by, Wyatt. Any send-outs?
Send-outs?
Yep, maybe something that you learned or felt over the last week.
Let's not do that again. That was a train wreck. Train joke.
Woo!
Pun intended.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, thanks. I'm not too sure what I'm going to do for next week's dialogue. But then again, I never am. Maybe I'll write this one earlier next time.
Maybe I can help. No.
I would love that one.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you could be sitting around.
I'll send you
out. It still feels like somebody's tapping on my chair.
I think I'm getting a phone call. And I think my cell phone is vibrating my one knee, and it's going through my body to my other knee, and our knees are touching, not cheek to cheek, but, and then that's touching your knee, and that's vibrating your chair because you're sitting in your chair.
That's a good theory. I don't know if it checks out, but we're going to have to go with it because we have no other explanation except
ghosts.
Except for ghosts.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the 6th episode of Blanket Talk.
Mm-hmm. Number 6.
No matter where you listen to it, whether you're in the car, hopefully you're in the car. That's the best place to absorb podcasts.
On a bike.
On a bike.
On horseback.
On horseback.
In a plane.
In a plane.
I was hoping you'd say things that I wasn't saying, and then we'd go back and forth.
On a train.
That's kind of how I saw this happening. I already said that.
You did?
No.
On a train.
That's a good one.
I know.
On roller skates.
On a scooter.
On a boat.
In a motorbike.
Were you going to say motorboat?
No.
Okay, I say motorboat. On a motorboat.
On a monster truck.
On a monster back.
While running.
While hiking.
While doing the luge.
While skiing.
While snowboarding.
While playing basketball.
While doing the skeleton.
While eating a dinner.
While doing the sledding one that's not luge and not...
skeleton. Toboggan.
Wherever you were. Hopefully...
wherever you are.
Yes, and wherever you are right now. Thank you for that. Thanks for making it to the end. Want to say thanks to Liam for us?
Yeah, thanks, Liam. Thanks.
Thanks, Leah.
Leah. Thanks, Spencer's parents.
Thanks, Noah.
Mom.
Boom. This is going to go on a little bit longer because I'm about to bring this one up. I'm sorry. You guys might have thought this was done. It's not. Because our friend Noah finally listened to all the podcasts. He texted me at 9:30 in the morning. He texted me saying, "What's your podcast app called?" And I told him that I listened to it
today?
On podcast. No, this is a little while ago. I said, "I listened to it on Podcast Republic. Great app." And he said, "And what's your podcast called?" And I said, "Blanket Talk." He then texted me back at 4 o'clock saying, "All right, I finished. I have some notes for you." Right? I said, "Oh, which episode did you watch?" And he said, "All of them."
Oh, my God.
Between 9 and 4, 9:30 and 4, he listened to like 4.5 hours worth of podcasts.
11:30, 2.5 hours. 6.5 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He must have just stopped for lunch.
He just pumped them out, so good on him.
It must have been really interesting and entertaining, and he just couldn't stop listening.
So he gave me some notes, and I took some of them in, and I threw some of them out.
That's because they weren't good, Noah. No. Come on.
What are those notes is that we shouldn't do train noises whenever we...
What? Everybody loves the train noises. I love the train noises.
I know.
They're fun to make.
Oh. Okay, that's it. Podcast is over. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
Ta-ta for now. TTFN. I almost forgot.